Welcome to Hubert Ai's Prophetic Teaching Podcast. Hubert Ai is a principled preacher, a character builder, and has deep revelation knowledge in the Word of God. His mandate is to impact the entire generation for excellence through revelation and holiness. Stay tuned for more insight.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, I decrease, let only Jesus be seen. Even in my life, in Jesus' mighty name. It has been said that destination is where you are going. People have come to understand that destination is your arrival point. If I ask anybody here to tell me something about destination, they are going to give me this answer. That a destination is where you have planned to go to. They will tell me that if I want to go to Kumasi, then if I start the journey from Accra, until I arrive in Kumasi, I have not reached my destination. Therefore, Kumasi now becomes my destination. Somebody wants to travel to London, and London is their destination. If they go to buy their ticket, even though they might do a transit, maybe they might pass through one of the African countries before they arrive in London. Even though they are on transit, maybe in Ethiopia, whilst they are in Ethiopia, they know Ethiopia is not their destination. They know that it is London that is their destination. As exciting as this is, as powerful as this is, I want to let you know that destination is not a place. Destination is not a place. We, as human as we are, we always travel to places, and so we have named places our destination. But in reality, and in the truth of the Bible, and in truth of the gospel, destination is not a place. Destination is a person. Destination is not a place. Destination is a person. Therefore, you don't arrive at a place when it comes to God's destiny over your life. You don't arrive at a place, but rather you become the person God wants you to become. Destination is not me arriving at a place, because the place is temporal. Therefore, destination is not a place. Destination is not a place I am carrying you to. Destination is a person that I want you to become. Destination is who you have to become in God. Destination is the predestined thing that God has for you, that He wants you to become what He has designed and programmed for you to become. Not arriving in Kumasi is not the problem. Not arriving in London is not the problem. But not arriving in who God wants you to become is the problem. Matthew chapter 4 verse 18. It says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you. I will not take you. He said, follow me, and I will make you. I will not take you to a place. There is no place that I am going that I'm taking you there. But I want to make you. There is a making of God according to destiny. There is something that God has decided that you must become. You must become, and it is not to get to a place. That is why in understanding destiny, you have to understand that it is about my becoming. I must become. That is why if a prophetic word is given, I must become that prophetic word. I must not get to the prophetic word. The prophetic word is not a place. The prophetic word is a becoming. So if I prophesy and I said you are going to be a prophet, I didn't say go to be at a place where prophets are. That is a location. It is a location. But you have to become as the prophets are. That is why he said unto Saul, you shall meet a company of prophets and they shall be prophesying. But when you connect yourself to them, you are not just at the place, but the mantle of the prophetic will also fall on your life, and you too, you shall become a prophet. Romans chapter 8 verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. He knew them from the beginning, and so he predestined them. He predestined. That means that he destined them and he predestined them. That means that even before everything began, he began to begin with you. And so in the beginning, he had an idea. In the beginning, he had a plan for you, for what you must become on this earth, and what your anointing should be, what your grace should be, what you should be able to carry on the inside of you, so that you can impact your generation, so that when you enter a family that is poor, because of what you carry and because of what you must become, you begin to become something else out of the family. He knew. And he predestinated to conform to the image of his son. So our destination is to conform to the image of his son, Jesus Christ. Our destination is not a place. Our destination is a person that we will conform. So the whole thing about Christianity is about you becoming like Christ. It's for you to have the character of Christ. It's for you to have the personality of his son. Follow me and I'll make you. The whole thing is about the making, not the taking. It's about the making and not the taking. That means that the future, which we think is in a place that we are going, then it will mean that the future is not ahead. That means that the future that we want to go into is not ahead. Because if he predestinates what you must become from the beginning, then what God does is that God picks your future and he puts it in the beginning. It is in the beginning that is your end. If you want to see your end, look at your beginning. It is in your beginning that we have the end. Your end is not in the future. Your end is in the beginning. Here is a seed in a man's hand. Here is a seed in a man's hand. The seed is the beginning. What we want in the future of this seed? What is the future of this seed? The future of this seed, why I am planting this seed, is to have a tree. So the future of this seed is a huge tree. A big tree. A huge tree. The future is this tree. So, as human as you are, even though you are planting a seed, your mind is telling you that in some 2 years to come, 5 years to come, then I'll get this big tree. A lot of people have the mentality of the fact that not until they see a future, then there's no future. But God does not work like that. Ladies and gentlemen, the seed in the man's hand, there's already a tree in the seed. There is a tree in the seed. The seed has a tree already in it. The seed at the beginning, as small as it is, has inside of it the future. So the future is in the seed. The future is in the seed. The future big tree is in the seed. Your beginning is where your future is. The reason why a lot of people fail is because they are thinking that in the future something will happen. Those who will miss are those that are waiting for something to happen. They are thinking that some visit helper may come. They are thinking that their life will change in one way. To have the mentality that my destiny will become better in the future and not today. That is why a lot of people have not been able to become what they must become. Because they say, I'm waiting for some time, then I'll become. They say, I'm waiting for some time, then I'll become. I'm waiting for some time, then I'll come to church. I'm waiting for some time, then I'll preach. I'm waiting for some time, then I prophesy. I'm waiting for some time, then I can give to the poor. That mentality puts your life on hold, because you have declared to your spirit and you have declared to the potential in you that it should wait. When they get to tomorrow, tomorrow will not be their future. They will still say another future. And they will keep giving themselves another future, another future, another future until Jesus comes. And when Jesus comes and asks them, what have you done for me? They will say, the thing you gave me, I buried it. I did not do anything with it. And that is the mentality of a lot of children of God. They are waiting for tomorrow to have money. They are waiting for tomorrow to travel. They are waiting for tomorrow so that a door will open. In the seed, the future is there. Your future is not tomorrow. Your destiny is not in tomorrow. Your destiny is inside of you. Can you bring it out to become? You are who God says you are. God will not wait to let you become. God is not interested in holding on for you until you become. No. The minute God says you are, you are. Nothing changes it. Nobody can stop it. Because you must understand that anything can happen today. Jesus can come today. What you have to understand is that when the devil comes after my future is not in the future for him to take. My future is hidden in me, in Christ, in God.
Yes, Lord.
Destination is not a place. Destination is the person you have to become. You are to work on what you have to become, not where you are going. Where you are going is a natural course. That natural course is an act of God. It's what God does. Leave that to him. Leave what belongs to God for God. Your job is to understand that to become a big tree, the seed is not the tree. The seed is not the tree. At every beginning, you are not what God says you are. At every beginning, you are not. That is why people question you. That's why people doubt you. That's why people look down on you. Because what they see is a seed and not a tree. But what they don't know is that inside the seed is the tree. What I must become is the seed that God has planted in me.
That's right.
My knowledge is my problem. For lack of knowledge, my people perish. Stop looking there and start looking at who God has made you to become. Who has God made you? What has God said about you? That is why at every beginning, God declares the end. It is at every beginning that the end is there. At the beginning, there's the end. When you see the beginning, you see the end. Right there, the tree is inside the seed. The tree was prophesied that this seed, you don't remain a seed forever. You will become a tree. Have you ever in your life seen that we plant a seed here and the seed will get up and walk and say, I'm going to my future. And the seed will walk and then become a tree there. Where they plant the seed, they become a tree there.
That's right.
Where you plant a seed, they become a tree right there. It is at the beginning that the end is there. Here is a seed, and this is an apple seed. The apple seed said, I don't want to be an apple. I want to be an orange. I want to be an orange. And because you are trying to become something else, you have delayed your becoming. When you become what God says, everything he has said about you begin to work. Because you will begin to germinate.
That's right.
And you begin to have fruits.
Oh, yes.
Fruits. So Jesus walks to a tree expecting to see fruits.
That's right.
He didn't see the fruit. Why? Because that tree says they don't want to become fig fruits. They want to become something else. And we have a lot of people in church today. They don't want to become what God wants them to become. So when the day the Lord Jesus will come and come and demand the fruits of your tree, and you tell him, Lord, I didn't want to become this. I wanted to become something else. Whatever you have been called to become, understand that the process starts now.
That's right.
Where you are now. God is not looking at where you live. God is not looking at where you work. God is not looking at who married you. God is looking at you. What did you become?
That's right.
What did you become? What have you become? That is why in life, be very careful that you don't let another tree determine your fruit.
Okay.
Don't let another tree that has been planted somewhere begin to tell you that, hey, don't be this tree. Be like me. Be careful. Because you were not made to be like anyone. Somebody's life is not your life. You have to look at what God has said about me, and I must work out my salvation with fear and trembling. We have left the working out of our salvation, and all we are doing is trying to be other trees. You are an author. You want to be a singer. You are a singer. You want to be a protocol. You are a protocol. You want to be a pastor. You are a pastor. You want to be a prophet by force. You are a prophet. You want to be a teacher. You are single. And you are supposed to be single for 7 years. You want to be married by force. You are married to one woman. You are not satisfied. You want another woman on top. You have one fiancé. You want somebody to pay your rent. And another one to give you credit. And another one to rent a room for you.
You are fixed.
You are not the seed. You are not what God wants you to become. You are not. You are not. You are not. There are people you must help in your father's house. There are people you must help on the street. How can you help them when you have not become?
I just had to rub it up. It's you that I see. You that I see. Thank you for your miracles, Lord. Thank you for the testimony.